Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hearing the death of journalist Alexei Navalny is obviously throwing a big shockwave, to us journalists. Not that I would even consider myself in the same caliber as, you know, him doing the work that he had done, but it's a reality that I think we expected, but government and their disconnect with Russia is, I think, extremely apparent right now. And I had said early on when Putin started with Ukraine that this is something that is going to go on for years unless we, you know, chop the snake's head off earlier, head this off at the pass. And so, Tucker Carlson had made headlines going over there and interviewing Putin, which I don't mind him doing. I think journalists, you know, taking on that risk to to try to get some hard questions answered. You know, I commend him for his bravado and his guts with that. But I think he had wanted to negotiate, not him himself, but wanted the Alexei Navalny's freedom to, you know, come with this. Look, we gave you an interview, Putin. We let you, you know, we gave you some soft questions. We allowed you to have a stage, a format, a medium. And then he's dead, according to the Siberian Prison Service. He was serving a 19-year sentence. And so this is obviously concerning. Tucker Carlson said it's barbaric, awful. No decent person would defend it. And so he was actually on a plane traveling from Dubai when Navalny's death was announced. And I kind of had some high hopes that maybe Putin, as an olive branch, might, and I know I was being naive, you know, maybe free the journalist who was being held on espionage charges. But, you know, this is Putin doesn't give a damn. He doesn't fear America. He doesn't care. Yeah, he has his own, you know, it's so interesting. We in psychology, we think that our world, we are the center of the universe, which is not that uncommon. Okay, this is your world. Okay, now I understand some people think it's Taylor Swift. You know, for me, you know, my world is me, and then I have all these other relationships. And I help other people's world and other people's community. But to me, you know, the world, it doesn't revolve around me. But to me, I am the focal point. I have a job to do, and I need to survive. Right? We might think as America, we are the world leader. And everybody wants to be us. And other countries look at us trying to emulate us. They don't. Russia mocks us. Iran mocks us. North Korea mocks us, although nobody cares what they think. We think that Putin is, well, I'm going to go slow. I'm not going to invade NATO. I'm going to, you know, I don't know how smart a man he is, but he doesn't give a damn. And he is feeding his base. And he has brainwash his base to think that he and Russia are the leader of the world and that America is wannabe and America is weak. maybe the death of Alexei's accidental, Navalny. Maybe, you know, it was just the conditions. Maybe he came down with an illness. But I just, it's very suspicious. You know, that there were talks. I don't blame Tucker Carlson. No, I know some people want to. Listen, a journalist has a right to, you know, we do want to know what Putin's thinking. And his interview was, you know, pretty popularly watched. But, you know, I think Putin, you know, doesn't give a damn. He doesn't care about the consequences. I don't think he fears America. I don't think he thinks Biden would do anything. Would he fear Trump? Maybe. But, you know, we have to understand, you know, that we might think we're the center of our own universe, but other people have other plans. There was an 80-year-old Alzheimer's woman who was in Bahamas who was also abducted and raped at, I believe, that a similar part of the island where those two women were. There are people that are hunting us. They're stalking us. They're cyber attacking us. They're planning, they're plotting, and we don't want to think about it because we don't want to be paranoid. We just want to go about our day. We don't want to be panicked like somebody's out to get us. But the truth of the matter is yes, people are out to get us. Iran wants nothing more than to see us wiped off the face of the earth, as well as Israel. Putin as well. China. China, they're the leader of the world to them. And so when you have this narcissism, when you have this lack of reality, there's these misconceptions, you have greed, you have power, people are going to be expendable. I would not urge Americans to travel in Russia right now. And that's why, like I said, I thought, you know, Tucker Carlson was pretty gutsy to do that. Now, and, you know, giving us an inside look in Russia of the grocery stores. I know he was criticized for that. I didn't mind it. Well, nice to take a look and, you know, see what's going on over there. As opposed to that movie, The Interview. I don't know if you remember The Interview, where it was about North Korea. Seth Rogen and James Franco showed that everything was kind of fake when they let the, media in. But, you know, it's a dangerous time right now. And our response to having an American journalist with Russia ties be, you know, dying deserves a response. I'm not sure what that response is going to be, though, coming from Biden. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So as a physician, I have been asked to take the stand as expert testimony in cases that might involve a motor vehicle accident, might involve a workers' comp case. And even though most of the depositions are, you know, in an office, not necessarily in a courtroom setting, I have gotten to go to a courtroom, which is really exciting for me. You know, I kind of like the whole, you know, what was that, the two Utes, the My Cousin Vinny thing, you know? I get to talk to the jury. You're not supposed to talk to the jury, but like to smile at the jury. And it's really cool. I like being in a courtroom. I mean, obviously, because I'm not in trouble for anything. So, you know, but there is a respect. There's a demeanor I have to have. And so it was fascinating yesterday when we saw Fannie Willis take the stand. Now, this is a very highly publicized and sadly sensationalized story now. because the there's a case out of Georgia that Donald Trump tried to subverse, tried to interfere with the election, and so the prosecutor, as well as the, you know, the DA, are being looked upon as, you know, are now being kind of investigated for improper relationship and improper use of taxpayer funds. So Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, it had all eyes on her. And she, interesting, when I work with medical students, I'll teach them as I go. I won't be condescending. But, like, I might have a medical student as a patient, and I'll be like, okay, you know, let's learn from this, you know. But, she acted like she had to school these other attorneys. And I was expecting the judge to say something. I mean, for me, boy, if I started to go off track and I started to make jokes and I wanted to get the attention, I mean, a judge would immediately stop it, so I know not to. You answer the question at hand. You don't elaborate. You don't sidestep, because the more you talk, in law, that's the golden rule. If somebody asks you, what color is the sky? Blue. Don't go into, well, it's actually a reflection. So, it's a reflection from the seas, and the seas are blue, or it's a reflection of, or they, just say, sky's blue. That's it. Did you save receipts? Nope. Do you have receipts? Well, what I do is I answer the question. Just yes or no. You got to be really careful when you start to go off. And in fact, I almost thought that she added some things that were probably something that could be used against her. And I mean, this is a district attorney. You would think being curt and straightforward with the questions, but to me, she looked nervous. And she looked like she wanted to, and it even took the judge a couple times to say, just, you didn't answer the question. And, you know, that looks concerning, obviously. The judge is Scott McAfee. And, there were, I guess the case is, if the district attorney was misusing taxpayer funds, if she had a romantic relationship, allowing the prosecuting team, you know, to have, the prosecution is not supposed to be quote unquote in bed, figuratively, literally with the DA in a case that she has been very publicly, on a side of. And so, it just starts to, I guess, call for mistrial or for a new prosecution team to come into play. And so that's what's right now at stake. There was cash exchanging hands from Willis to Wade. Apparently there were liens, but she had thousands of dollars hidden under her bed, she said, because she said her father told her to do that, and her father would be upset that she didn't have more. They went to Belize, but she didn't know what continent that was on. And you could see she was nervous. And she said, look, I'm not the one on trial here, Trump. But Willis was supposed to take the stand again to be able to be cross-examined by District Attorney Lawyer Anna Cross, but no. The judge did not take the stand. I thought actually her side was going to interview her, and I think it's because yesterday was such a mess that I was actually surprised, with being district attorney. Now, and I'm a physician, and, to make it to the level of a physician is one thing, but to make it to a level where you're a physician who does expert testimony, you have to have training, you have to have a concept of law, and you have to have a certain competency with it. And I'm no lawyer expert, but boy, was she making mistakes. And I was almost wondering why she was on the stand to begin with. And maybe she was making mistakes because she was guilty. Again, you're innocent until proven guilty. But she says, look, I'm not on trial. Where I'm allowed to pay for my own meals, I'm allowed to pay Wade back. But the other issue that I found is, as a physician, I maybe am able to scrape together some time off to take one major trip a year. She went to Aruba, she went to Bahamas, she went, you know, and so then you also start to wonder, on taxpayer money, you know, is that customary? So much of it, I don't really care about their relationship, but apparently if their relationship started, you know, prior, and then he was promoted to being the one to prosecute Trump, that is of concern. I guess one of her prior friends said their relationship started in 2019, whereas Willis and Wade say it wasn't that. And then there was back and forth on, did he cheat on his wife? He, you know, did he sleep with Willis while they were married? He's like, well, yeah. And then he debated what marriage was. It's sad because we're looking at taxpayer dollars. We're looking at, you know, somebody cheating on his wife. We're looking at the country and the future of the presidency on a prosecutorial office or a DA office that doesn't have, you know, their ducks in a row and could be potentially mismanaging taxpayer money. And I don't understand. I don't understand how that could be. And so it's sad to watch. And then, you know, I have been asked to run for office. And whenever you do run for office, me, I'd have to give up the radio show. I'd have to, you know, give up some of the other work I do. And because it's a full-time job to run for office, and I've said no. But one thing that anybody who runs for office or holds a public office is you have to have very strict, actually, in academia, you have to have strict accounts of all money being spent. Everything, when I worked for a university and I took a work trip, every single receipt was submitted, explained. If not, it doesn't get reimbursed. So if there is money that's being used for something that you always document, it's to cover your butt unless something's being, you know, yeah, hidden. So we'll see what happens with this. If let's say it goes the way where Trump's trial, where Willis and her team are not allowed to be the ones to move forward on the Trump case, the delay could then go way into then the next year. So it would be a huge, huge win for Trump with something like this going on. But one thing I have to say in closing on this segment is I have never seen one man in so many courts rooms and having so many attorneys go after him when there's all this other crime and everything else going on. And I'm not saying, I mean, you know, if Trump broke the law, then yes, there should be that process. But wow. It's like every other day, he's in another courtroom. And what's happening to all those businesses that got destroyed during the riots, rapes, murders? This, you know, what's happening to those trials? Why are those taking forever? And so it just really stinks to high heaven to me. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Russia's prison agency announcing that Vladimir Putin critic and opposition leader Alexei Navalny has died at the age of 47. Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Nations, said, make no mistake, Navalny was killed. He's long been outspoken against government corruption in Russia and even tried to run against Putin for president of the country. Former President Donald Trump had to pick and choose which hearing to be at this week, as there were a couple legal challenges he's facing. Judges in New York and Georgia holding hearings related to two of his criminal cases. This marks the first time an ex-president and potential presidential nominee will be tried in a criminal case. Five ICU patients in southern Gaza's main hospital have died after their oxygen was cut off after a raid that cut electricity to parts of the hospital. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is how we do every day. If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, to trans or not to trans? That is the question. And I think we are almost becoming hypocritical, because if we're starting to do away with the whole boy, girl, man, woman stereotypes, then are we not going to then necessarily, if somebody's not transitioning, use the term cis-trans? If I'm Dr. Dahlia, and I am, I am biological female, but I'm Dr. Dahlia. Am I girly? Am I boyish? Am I tomboy? Am I a dude? Am I I'm Dr. Dahlia. That's who I am. So then, does it matter? If why would then we also use, if we're going to do away with identifying as boy-girl, then does a school need to say, okay, well, you are now trans boy, trans girl, if we're not using those terms? And so I don't think schools or public officials or health officials kind of know where what they want to do with this, which is why it's confusing. Well, we're being told a Utah official was censured because she falsely suggested a teenager was transgender on social media. Natalie Klein is the censured board member. This is being reported by NBC News. She posted a flyer for a Salt Lake City high school basketball team on Facebook, suggestively writing girls basketball. Now, the post was later deleted, and it was revealed that the girl is not trans. Now, I'm not exactly sure why she had to post something. I'm not exactly sure who this person is in question. But, you know, I think, one, we have bigger problems. Right? We have kids that aren't passing basic math. In fact, I think there's a school board in Northern California that is thinking about revamping just the way they do algebra to make it more inclusive. And we are really, really struggling with proficiency. We're struggling with kids not being able to compete, you know, with academically with other countries. We're struggling with kids not being physically fit. I used to have physical fitness benchmarks, which I could do as a student. In PE, you had to be able to do X amount of sit-ups, X amount of pull-ups, X amount of push-ups. Now, so if the kids can't do those, is there remediation where they could work with the coach to get themselves into shape? But we're not doing that. Instead, there's a real, real big focus on, well, who do you want to be? You know, is your family being supportive? Is your, you know, are you a girl? Are you a boy? I don't think the average 3-year-old, 5-year-old, 8-year-old, 13-year-old, 21-year-old is ready for that sort of thought process. Gender dysphoria, as a physician, and with what I've seen, is real, but it's rare. Looking at your body going, this isn't my body. I don't want these body parts. I want out, is a real condition, but it's rare. What people are now calling gender dysphoria is, now, I like football. I like hanging out with the dudes. I'm a dude. Okay, well, that's not gender dysphoria. We have progressed now where me as a woman, if I want to wear my husband's jersey and I want to wear his boxers because they're a lot more comfortable than girls' underwear, I'm telling you right now, and I want to hang with the guys to watch football, I can do that. I don't have to give up my biological female identity. I could still have kids. I could still have breasts. I could still do what I want. Because we're starting to get rid of the stereotypes. But, where it starts getting complicated now is, okay, well, fine, if you want to identify as boy or girl, which bathroom do you use? Now, we spoke about how apparently there was a 80-year-old grandmother who got separated from her daughter on an elevator. She was on Paradise Island in the Bahamas and ended up getting abducted, raped. There's been a lot of concern of overseas travel and safety. So me as a physician, when I have taken care of patients who were raped and, helped those recover and grieve and move on, you know, from that, oftentimes the bathroom is sadly a place where it happened. So we have to come up with bathroom safety. And so I don't fear any true transgender. I feel very comfortable with them. But do we have a system in place for fakers? We know there's people who want to abduct and rape. In fact, these two other women who were in the Bahamas were taken, I believe, to a bathroom to be raped. Bathrooms are soundproof. They're isolated because of smell and noise and things like that. They're not always guarded. You don't usually see a guard. In fact, there were stories during Hurricane Katrina and people were sheltering in the Superdome where the Saints play, that there were rapes happening in the bathrooms. We know the bathrooms are very dangerous places. So what do we do with that? How do we know if somebody's a true transgender or not? Well, if we're getting away from the I'm a true boy or a true girl, then we're also not going to be using then the terminology cis and trans. But then what do we do about bathrooms? We don't let boys and girls go in and out of the bathroom willy-nilly. And there's this kind of societal rule, boys don't belong in the girls' bathroom, girls don't belong in the boys' bathroom. Boys are exposed when they pee. They don't necessarily want a girl coming in and going, tee-hee-hee. Young girls going into the bathroom because their dads can't go in with them. We want to make sure they're in a safe space with other women in case somebody decides to go in there, etc. So we've kind of have these little societal rules. Maybe those don't work anymore. I said if schools are really struggling to figure out what to do in terms of bathrooms and locker rooms, they just have single stalls. Anytime I go to a concert or rodeo or whatever, there's just a lines of porta potties. Now, not that I like porta potties. They stink. They could be dirty. There could be spiders on them. But maybe that's what schools have to do, where there's a security guard standing along the line, and each bathrooms are boy-girl bathrooms, but they're single use. So you don't have to worry about somebody being in there with them. Same thing with lockers and showers. Now, at my gym, yeah, there's the girls and the boys, the female and the men's. And I just don't think society is ready to mix it. In Europe, I've been to bathrooms where it's mixed. It was really cool because I had my two boys. I go, yay, I get to go potty with you, yay. You guys go here, we go here. And I was astonished how in Europe, people were fine with, you know, sharing a bathroom. But it was very public. There were guards nearby. It was very open. No door going in and out. So if, God forbid, somebody was getting attacked, somebody outside could hear. But I think we're really struggling with our priorities. And I think also we're also struggling with the message. What is it? Do kids have a right to choose their gender? But then do they also have a right to finish the pregnancy and be able to, you know, be born? You know, I think we're really, really struggling because politics are in the way. And one political party wants to monopolize individuals that may fall under that. And we need to be really, really careful because we could actually be hurting people with true gender dysphoria in the process. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the thing of the future, and I know Meta wants this and Apple wants this, are us having virtual headsets where we put the virtual headset on, we either play a game, we could watch our movies, go to work, do remote work with our virtual headset, talk to relatives in other countries, looking at their avatar of our virtual headsets, and you just are walking around all day long with this headset. Well, of course, doctors and researchers are starting to sound the alarm of, is that healthy? Does it affect your brain? Is this something we should do? Now, I have the Oculus and the Oculus 2, if I'm pronouncing it right. I don't have the Apple. I guess there's the Apple Vision Pro. There's Meta's Quest 3, Quest Pro. I think I have the Quest 2.
And you know, having one of these, it's interesting. It has a tech called pass-through where cameras and sensors capture the real world, but show it in a VR device, and you get to see you get to see mountains, and it's actually very cool. But you know, do I feel a little weird? Yes, I do. I'll be honest. When I use my headset, I like to play a couple of the more athletic games on there because I like to move. So if I'm working and seeing patients, I'm like, I got to get up, move around. And I already worked out, but I don't want to get back to the gym. I'll do like some of my Quest racket games and things like that. And so what I see in the short term is one is I do somehow hit things outside my circle. Because, I mean, you're swinging, so I have busted nails, busted my hands. I also get a headache, and I get neck pain, because the headset has a certain weight to it. And after a while, my neck is not used to that extra weight. I mean, I know I got hair and everything else, but the headset, even though it's maybe less than 3 pounds, I notice after a while my neck hurts with it. Also because I'm trying to balance it or if it loosens, so that's an issue. I love the depth perception. I love that. When I take it off, I feel like I could snap back, but there is that little bit of, okay, whoa, I now taking this off, is my brain equipped to understand that being in a sphere setting, I like Racket RX, hitting a racket and turning and hitting and the flashing lights, is that something that my brain is comfortable with switching to regular 3D? And, our bodies are not designed for any of these. Our bodies are not designed for computers. Our bodies are not designed for smartphones. Our bodies are designed to hear, to listen, to see. We're evolutionarily hurting ourselves. You know, some of us might be genetically nearsighted, genetically farsighted, but how many of us accelerated our vision issues because of our screen time? Yes, many of us did lose our ability to accommodate during caveman days and things like that, but you were always looking, you were exercising your eyes. What are we now telling you to do? To do the 20-20-20 rule. After 20 minutes, look away, look at something, focus on something 20 feet away, do that for at least 20 seconds before you go back and look at the screen again. And it's because you didn't have to do that. You were hunting and gathering. You were always looking around. There was a bird, you'd look at a bird. And it was a very stable environment. So what researchers are concerned about is we're switching back and forth to real life, real three dimension, and these flashing lights, these virtual images, and we might be screwing with the brain. So researchers like Jeremy Bailenson, and this has been reported by Times of India, he's from Stanford's Virtual Human Interaction Lab, raised a flag, saying, according to the report, spending too much time in these VR worlds might mess with our heads. Short-term effects could be misjudging distances, wonky object distortions, but wearing them for hours can lead to something called simulator sickness. Simulator sickness gives you nausea, headaches, dizziness, kind of like motion sickness. Several people have reported that even after taking off the headset, the view of things in the real world gets a bit off. They say this pass-through tech might be making it worse. The report mentions that conversations in the real world might feel like confusing Zoom calls. People looking like avatars, blending into the background. So that's a problem. Honestly, I don't really like Zoom. It's weird. Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, it's nice to be able to talk to everybody and not have to come into the office. But seeing all these faces and they're not, and it's a flat face and, you know, and then you kind of see them pick their nose and I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that. So they fear that people might face challenges understanding reality, snapping back with their perception, and then what could be the long-term consequences with our eyes. You know, watching TV as a kid, I think, accelerated my nearsightedness. I had to be in glasses by the time I was in the sixth grade. And I never really wanted to have glasses. Yet my brother, who wasn't a TV watcher, my dad, they didn't wear glasses until my father was older then, of course. And so me, I loved sitcoms. I loved I Love Lucy. I watched Gilligan's Island, all of those. I watched a lot of TV, and I think that accelerated my nearsightedness. We also know that these screens could also put us at risk for retinal detachments, for other sorts of eye issues. So people think, well, the headset's safer because it's 3D. And you're looking around. You're not looking around. You're moving your head, and the virtual headset is filling in the gaps. And again, it's cool technology. And mind you, it could be really, really cool for people that later do have vision deficits. The medical applications for a VR headset can be incredible. But it is manipulating our minds. It's not real. I would rather you go outside and kick some ball or play some racquetball than go on your headset. And society is trying to train us to be on our headset, like Ready Player One. Eventually, schools might be that. You put on your headset, and that's your school. You don't go into a classroom and be around others. You log in, you're on the virtual headset, you see everybody else, you wave to their avatars. I don't want, it's hard enough for me to discern the fake and the filter with my real friends. How? I don't want to see an avatar of them. Because I'm looking at the avatar and then I have to remember, well, that's not them. That's why. Don't you want to remember what your friends look like? It's fascinating how many people don't even recognize friends because we see all the fake stuff online. I'll run into people at events and they're like, hi, Dr. Dolly, I'm so-and-so. And I'm like, I know. And I actually forgot what they look like. So we need to go back to old school. I don't mind there being VR headsets. I don't mind the games. I really want a really good skiing where I'm feeling like I'm skiing, because if I can't ski year-round, I want to ski. So I would love a really good, and if any of you know a really good ski game or snowboarding game, I would really love that. But again, for short term. They want us to be on our headsets for work, for school, for entertainment, for exercise. That's what they're advertising. MetaQuest advertises. You exercise on these. You sign up for a membership where you're exercising on VR. With that headset? No. My neck hurts just thinking about it. So everything used in moderation. Do I think short term is going to hurt us badly? No, but I think what's hurting us badly is we're not outdoors and we're always on screens. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.